With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In the midst of a nighttime curfew in parts of downtown, Los Angeles was much quieter overnight, although other cities around the country have witnessed anti-ICE demonstrations. President Trump has a warning message for those who would resort to violence.
Los Angeles isn't the only city where demonstrations have taken place over immigration enforcement raids. Protests have sprung up in several American cities. The president issued this warning if those protests turn violent.
When they do it, if they do it, they're going to be met with equal or greater force than we met right here.
He defended his deployment of troops to L.A. while critics argued the president's actions are a serious breach of state sovereignty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And a federal judge has rejected California Governor Newsom's request to restrict the president's deployment of troops in Los Angeles.
The governor's emergency motion asked the court immediately to block the Trump administration from deploying Marines and the National Guard in Los Angeles. Gavin Newsom argued that California's state sovereignty was being illegally infringed upon and that the Department of Defense had expanded the National Guard's power to include arresting and detaining immigrants, which the state believed was a direct violation of the U.S. Constitution. A judge has denied the emergency motion for now, but a court hearing has been set for Thursday, giving the Trump administration time to respond to it.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. By a wide margin, delegates of the Southern Baptist Convention's national meeting have endorsed a ban on same-sex marriage. Elon Musk now says some of his anti-Trump comments went too far. Musk says he regrets some of his online posts about the president. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 87 points. NASDAQ futures 39 points lower. This is SRN News. A new report on puberty blockers.
Transgender activists argue that doctors must give gender-confused children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex, or they will become depressed and might commit suicide. But according to a two-year study of such kids, giving them puberty blockers did not help their depression. The report drew attention recently when the lead researcher admitted trying to withhold the results because she supports the transgender agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations is taking Guatemala to task over its pro-life laws. A panel of independent experts who make up the UN Human Rights Committee says Guatemala violated the rights of a 14-year-old rape victim by denying her request to have an abortion. The committee compared the abortion refusal to torture. In Guatemala, abortion is banned except in cases where the life of the mother is at risk. Prior to 1973, no abortions of any kind were allowed in Guatemala. This is SRN News. A cyber attack impacting a grocery chain.
A big food distributor that supplies Whole Foods says it was hit with a cyber attack that could disrupt supplies to some stores. United Natural Foods reported on Monday that the company had to take some systems offline to deal with the attack and that it has temporarily impacted their ability to handle customer orders. The attack was first discovered last Thursday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs has vetoed a proposal that would have banned teaching anti-Semitism at the state's public schools. The proposal would have exposed educators who violate the new rules to discipline and lawsuits that they would personally be responsible for covering. Teachers and administrators at public K-12 schools, colleges, universities would have been prohibited from teaching or promoting anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic actions that create a hostile environment. Cobb says the bill is actually an attack on teachers. More details at srnnews.com.